Hey, everybody. Before this episode, I just wanted to give a bit of a content trigger warning. There is a scene in my half of the movie that includes some sexual assault. I'm not going to go into super great detail, but I just want to give you a heads up if that makes you feel uncomfortable. Feel free to skip this episode or to skip through that particular moment. I will let you know when it's happening. Just wanted to give a heads up at the beginning of the episode. But otherwise, hopefully you enjoy this episode of Leprechaun 2. Hey, I'm Mike.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
I'm a leprechaun.
I watched the first half of Leprechaun 2.
I watched the second half of Leprechaun 2.
And this is the other half. Watch till you can't. Hello, welcome back to another episode of Watch Till You Can't. We are now two Leprechaun movies into the Leprechaun series.
Out of six.
Six.
Well, I think there's seven total, but
we watched one already. Sorry. That's right. We watched a later episode.
You can just listen to that later. You know,
yeah, we can listen to that one later. We still haven't listened to that episode. Every episode, we're going to let you know whether or not we've listened to that one or not.
I've listened to the episode.
Oh, yeah? Did you like it?
I loved it. I thought it was a great one. You know, Leprechaun in the Hood is one of my favorites. It really, really just shows up my globe-trotting responsibilities. You know, I'm not in South Dakota anymore.
No, that's right. You only seem to appear in America, I've noticed.
Well, in a greediest country, you know.
That's a fair point.
I mean, that's obvious.
That's very obvious. It makes sense that you'd appear in America. Yeah.
Nah. I mean, Trump wasn't president for no reason, was he? You love money. Oh, I'm not a citizen here. What are you thinking?
Of course you voted for Trump.
How dare you? I'm going to go sit in my corner now.
Oh, okay, sounds good, Mr. Leprechaun.
I mean, I kind of was good.
Yeah, right.
Good way to do that. Kind of tired of him.
Yeah, me too.
It was only the second episode. So, I mean, Watch the Cast, not the quality of the movie. It's going to be a fucking Leprechaun.
That fucking Leprechaun is going to be
How dare you? I'm a good one.
Get back in that corner, Mr. Leprechaun. Yeah, we'll get back to you later, okay? So second episode, Leprechaun movies. Mm-hmm. When do we know the distance between the first movie and the second movie?
Dude, you're in that gooey middle there. You know, you saw the last half of
Leprechaun.
The last
I want to know the years. Like Leprechaun 1 came out in 92.
This was in 94, so 2 years later.
2 years later. That's enough time to put together a pretty good script.
You still got the costume there. It's still warm, you know?
Still warm, still warm, sweaty.
Ready to go, yeah.
Yeah. Poor Warwick Davis. Yeah. Sweating in that fucking costume.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, we got to strike when the iron's hot, you know? Mm-hmm. A lot of people liked that first Leprechaun movie.
Did they?
They made another one. It clearly made money.
It made enough.
I bet it probably made money off of, I mean, this is probably the time
says Leprechaun came out in 1993. On here.
So, Leprechaun the 1?
Yeah. Oh. On the Wikipedia.
Oh, according to IMDb, it was in 92.
Well, it was January 8th, so it was near the beginning end. You know what? The budget was $1 million for Leprechaun 1.
Yeah.
And it made $8.6
million. So that's a success.
Not bad.
That's a pretty big success. Yeah. That also sounds like nobody got paid for that fucking movie.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah. So, Leprechaun 2, they're like, strike by the iron's hot. I guess I can't ask you where you think this movie's going, because you watched the last half of the movie.
Yeah.
I didn't know where this movie was gonna go.
I had no idea either. Yeah. I didn't even know. First of all, I didn't even know if Leprechaun would die in the last movie.
Leprechaun
right?
dies.
He dies.
He dies, but he has a little monologue, a little narration where he's like, "I'll come back."
He dies, but his bones are still there. Right?
His bones are there. That's right. I'm like, what are they gonna do? Is this gonna be another Leprechaun that's played by Warwick Davis? Like, what's gonna happen?
That's good. I didn't even think about that.
That was what my thought was. Like, Leprechauns must look the same.
Yeah, they're probably not too much different.
Yeah. So movie opens. In Ireland.
Ooh, yeah. Me homeland.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Leprechaun. That's
you know,
where
they
you're
shot
from.
They shot it in Santa Barbara. I don't know if that's true. I'm just making that up.
I'm sure they. I mean, I know most of this movie takes place in L.A., but yeah, I don't think they went to Ireland just for this.
I don't
part.
Think so either. Right?
They probably went to like an arboretum or something to shoot this shit. You know?
They picked a rainy day in L.A.
Yeah,
like, all
exactly.
Right, this looks like green enough,
this,
right?
This is fine, right? So it's Ireland. 1,000 years ago.
Whoa.
It literally says like once upon a time in Ireland. Like, years ago.
Quentin
right?
Tarantino's best.
Yes, once upon a time in Ireland. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. That's when Leonardo DiCaprio's playing a leprechaun and Brad Pitt is playing his stunt double. I don't fucking know. What do you want from me?
I don't know.
Yeah. A man's running through the woods, the forest. And we learn his name is William.
Ah.
Do you know about William?
No idea who William
is. Okay, cool. He is the leprechaun's slave.
Okay.
Yeah. And today.
So maybe they're like, Leprechaun wasn't bad enough in the first movie. We're going to make sure he owns slaves now.
Here's the thing, right? I remember how last episode I was like, Leprechaun's a lot of fun. You know, he's just like toying with people. He's having a good time. In this movie, Leprechaun is a straight up awful person.
Oh, no.
Like, it's not fun how bad he is in this movie. First off, slave labor. Like,
yeah, not good.
Not great, not right? Great. And he's made William a slave, but he says, but William, don't you know today is my birthday? And William's like, what does that fucking mean for me? I don't know. What does that fucking mean?
Cool,
I'm going to fucking bake
care.
You a cake.
Yeah.
And he's like, no.
This is like Polly's birthday.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
The robot's like, I don't give a fuck.
Who fucking cares, yeah. Polly?
Happy birthday, Polly.
Oh, we should do that. We need to come up with a series of things to do for these Leprechaun movies, I realize.
What do you mean a series of things?
You know, when we watch in the Rocky movies.
It's not like, me enough. My presence not enough. What are you talking about?
That you're right. You're absolutely
right.
Thank
you, Mike. I just want to get a little bit of clarity.
Of course, no. You're right. You are the running gag.
I am not a running gag. Come on now. Yeah. I think I'm good enough, but you know, sometimes.
That's perfect. That's
I don't
perfect.
Feel like I'm good enough, and that's why I turned into
no,
doing
you're
bad
great,
things.
Mr. Leprechaun. Oh, that's why you own slaves, Mr. Leprechaun, is you'll feel like.
Well,
you're
that was thousands of years ago. Times were different.
That's right. Yeah, times were different back in, 1,000 years ago, and also in the 90s. You call fat people tummy.
Oh, that's different. That's
that was different, too.
Nomenclature. That man lived to be a free man. Anyway, I'm going to go.
All right. So we learn that William is Leprechaun's slave, but. Today is the Leprechaun's 1,000th birthday.
Oh.
Leprechaun is 1,000 years old today.
Wait. Okay.
Yeah.
That means he was born slightly before Jesus then.
Yes.
Interesting.
Leprechaun is probably there going like, I want him to die.
I'm going to trick Pontius Pilate.
Yeah, yeah. Only 2 pieces of gold?
How much can I trick you, Peter?
Yeah, exactly.
How much money will it take? I want you to betray Christ.
He definitely betrayed Christ. This motherfucker do fucking shit for anything. So he's like, he's 1,000 years old today, and he says, today, on every 1,000th birthday, apparently, he gets a bride.
Okay.
So he's like, today I'm going to get a bride.
He is like Polly, the worst person.
He is like, honestly, actually, no, you're talking about it? He kind of is like Polly. And he's like, I'm going to find a bride.
Mm-hmm.
And once I find a bride, you will no longer be my slave.
Okay.
Those are the rules. Mm,
seems
okay.
Like, seems like I could see what's going on with this bride. Probably not a good thing.
Yeah, not great.
Not
right?
Great.
But you know, it was 1,000 years ago. It was a different time.
Yeah, totally.
So he says,
why are you looking at me like this? Like I made that joke.
Huh?
I didn't say it was a different time. It was Leprechaun. So it was
Sorry, Mr. Yeah. Leprechaun. I'm sorry. I didn't want to put words.
His count is gold.
He's fucked up.
He dropped a bunch on the ground, so he's picking it up.
He's really clumsy.
Also, I think he found your shoes, and he's like, these
no,
are
yeah,
I,
those shoes
them.
Are fucked up. Yeah, so it's going to take him a while.
It's going to take a little bit.
It's going to take him a while. All right. So he says, he's like, all right. So I'm going to wed them. And once I've wed them, you're free. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. He's like, it's the sacred vow of the wee people, he says.
Okay.
He says, here's how I marry somebody. Okay. And I think this is actual like Leprechaun lore. Is if somebody sneezes 3 times and no one says God bless you, then you are the Leprechaun's mate.
Whoa.
So, yeah. So he is. So he's like.
So you can't sneeze alone?
I guess not.
That's kind of. A problem.
I guess once you sneeze, you have to run to somebody and tell them. To,
I like, sneeze. Bless me.
Please bless me. Right. So I this feels like a thing, right? But like parents would tell kids back in the day, like, you
sure.
know, you have to say this. So he's like, what? I'm going to go find someone and I'm going to make them sneeze 3 times and then I'll marry them. And then you're free, William.
Okay.
And William's like, okay, cool. That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, what a cool idea for a movie. I was like, the Leprechaun and William out in Ireland going to find some broads for him to pick up, you know?
You thought it'd be like a period piece.
Yeah, I didn't know what the fuck this movie was going to go.
That's fair.
So I was like, this sounds like a fun idea. Like a leprechaun and a slave going around Ireland trying to look for hotties and like picking them up. And then the leprechaun's like, oh, you know, size doesn't matter, you know? And like,
that's how you use it, man.
And William's the wingman, you know?
Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
like, oh, you know, my friend over there, he really likes. Like,
he's really rich.
I could see the whole fucking movie in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, this sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm loving this. Nope, it's not what this movie's about
at all.
And
it'd be called Leprechaun Gets Lucky.
It's, yeah. Leprechaun, it's like, yeah. Leprechaun Gets Lucky, Leprechaun, the Blarney Stone, Leprechaun Gets Stoned at the Blarney Stone.
Oh, okay. All right.
Who fucking knows? Anyway, so he's walking around, and he's like, I'm going to find the lady. And he finds one instantly. He's like, there she is.
That was quick. My
bride.
Man, he'd be good at speed dating.
And so he knows who he wants. Well, yeah. It's not even really speed dating. It's literally him, like, making her sneeze 3 times and marrying her. That's, it's really against her, you know.
Yeah.
And it's this, like, blonde lady with blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You see her later in the movie. Yeah.
Oh.
And he says, I'm going to marry her. And William says, you can't marry her. She's my daughter.
Ah.
And the leprechaun's like, well, it's either I marry your daughter, you're my slave forever. And he's like, I don't want to be your slave. So he starts making her sneeze, and she sneezes once. And he's like, you please anybody else. I'll find you anybody else. And he's like, no, I love her. And then he makes her sneeze again. And he's like, I'll be easy on her on the wedding day.
Oh, no.
And then and William's like, I don't want this. And then she sneezes one more time. And then William says, God bless you. And then he runs away. And the leprechaun's like, you fooled me. You tricked me. And then he raises with his magic powers. He raises William up and he says, William, you've spoiled me today. Mm-hmm. You know, I cannot marry her today. But in 1,000 years, on my next 1,000th birthday, I will claim the fairest of your offspring.
Okay.
So them's the rules. In 1,000 years, apparently the lineage of William will continue on, and he will find another fair maiden.
That motherfucker's dead. He doesn't care. He's got off scot-free at this point.
Well, but he has a daughter.
No, William did.
What?
Like, William's fine. His daughter's fine, too. Because they're not going to live to 1,000 years.
No, but I you're right. William and, well, okay, William actually.
I'm thinking about the now, baby. I'm not thinking about the future.
You are thinking about the now.
Fuck them. Fuck them.
The movie
kids.
Takes place in the future, though. That's the problem. It takes place 1,000 years from here.
You're right.
Yeah. And then he immediately kills William.
Oh, well,
which is actually really funny because I'm like, oh, well, William should just, like, go, like, all right, like, let's not have any more children and, like, there'll be no more progeny. But William instantly dies.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the movie. The leprechaun says,
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
His birthday's on St. Patrick's Day, right?
That's right. And then William dies. Okay. And then the credits roll, and it's 1,000 years later.
Michael, your shoes are so dirty. What are you doing here? What are you stepping in all the time?
Oh, well, I have a dog, so.
Your dog's supposed to go outside, not on your shoe.
I know. I don't want him to go on my shoe, but luckily you're here to clean him up. I know, it's taking a while.
He's going back to it.
Well, you don't need to get back to it. You're doing great, though, buddy. Yeah, that's...
It keeps him occupied, though.
It really does. It's great. I should step in dog shit more often.
And yeah. For him. Yeah.
So, movie now. We're in L.A., modern day. Uh-huh. And we run into a kid named Cody.
Uh-huh. Cody.
Cody.
Man, the characters in this are the most 90s names.
Oh, yeah. Cody and Bridget.
Bridget.
And Morty.
Morty.
Yeah.
Might as well just be Back to the Future.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, kind of. Yeah. Cody and Morty have a very, like, Doc and Marty.
They really do.
So, Cody is running a haunted ghost tour of Hollywood.
Cool.
And he's selling tickets to, like, random people on the
street.
Tourists,
yeah.
Tourists, including Clint Howard and the lady from Twin Peaks who runs the front, desk.
Huh.
Character actors.
Okay.
And they buy tickets to it. And it's weird because he sells the tickets and then he just, like, leaves them in the car. And I'm like, what's going on here? Like, aren't you going to drive them? Like, they're just going to sit around waiting in the car. But I realize he doesn't, he just sells the tickets and then he goes to go pick up Morty, who actually does the thing. Okay. But before he goes to Morty, he runs into Bridget, who's his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And instantly I'm like, Bridget is the same actor who plays the daughter in the flashback.
Okay.
So it's the same exact actor. You know, those are strong genes.
They are really strong genes.
Very strong.
Like they really, yeah, really strong genes. Interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
A blonde white lady.
Yeah, that's very true, actually. Okay. Now I think about it. Interesting. 1,000 years later. Yeah. So also I see in the background, Sister Act 2 just came out, according to Marky. That was pretty fun. And then
that's a good one, actually.
Yeah. So Cody's like, he's like, all right, he's gonna go on a date with Bridget. They're gonna go go-kart riding, I guess.
Cool.
But then he's like, but
go-kart, okay.
Go-kart.
That comes into play later.
Oh, does it? Okay, sure, that's good to know. So then Cody's like, I'm gonna go go-kart riding through. I just have to go to my Uncle Morty and, you know, let him know that there's people, you know, to run the tour, and then I'll go on a date with you. And she's like, oh, okay, fine, that's fine. So he goes to a bar, which is where...
Did you know go-karts are the exact same to me as regular cars? Did you know that?
Right?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
That's just great. I don't even need a license. You know, I've never had a license in 1,000 years.
I can't imagine you
going
into the DMV.
Dude, we're trying to get done before this time. We have a time limit, man. The fuck, dude? We got to get out of here.
My shoes are still dirty. You haven't even finished the first shoe. You still have the second shoe to get through.
He's not even fucking responding.
He's not even listening to it. He's so fucking... You know what also pisses him off? He's not even working on the shoe. He's on his phone playing like a Candy Crush over here. Like, get off.
He just has, you know what?
He's like a child.
The thing is he's not used to all these newfangled, like
technology
and stuff. So he's very easily distracted. Back in the day,
he's in the corner fucking playing Candy Crush and gooning. It's like, get the fuck off your fucking phone, you grosso.
I had to reach in the back of my mind, remember what gooning is again.
I only know because of that John Wilson episode.
Yeah.
You ever seen that? It's very funny.
I've not seen that episode.
Anyway, it's reach in the back of your mind to know it.
Because I learned about it once, and I don't remember where, but I know what it means.
You don't know where you heard it.
I don't know. It wasn't from that episode.
No? Okay. Either way, so thanks, Mr. Leprechaun, for...
Don't talk to him.
Sorry.
You're welcome, Michael.
I also love
Get
that
the fuck
calling,
out of here.
I'm not calling him Leprechaun. I'm calling him Mr. Leprechaun.
Well, you respect him now.
I respect him a lot.
Yeah, he's been around a while.
So, Morty is drunk.
Uh-huh.
He's a drunk.
Yeah.
And he's in a bar and he's trying to sell shares of his company to a guy who's like passed out at the bar. Okay. You sort of get to know a lot about Morty here. One, Morty is a little scumbag. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a liar and he's an underhanded like salesman type dude. But also, Morty is a great character.
Oh, I love Morty. He's so fun.
I'm so fucking
happy. I saw
to hear
Morty
this.
And I'm like, man, Michael loves this guy.
I love this guy. I love the actor.
He's really fun.
Is so good.
Yeah.
Like, he is the... I'm sorry to say this to anybody in this room that might have been in this movie as well, but Morty is the absolute fucking best character in this movie.
Well, then he got what's coming to him.
Oh, no. Does something bad happen to Morty?
Well, you're not supposed to fucking spoil it yet, Leprechaun. We're not here to the point yet.
Yeah, Leprechaun, don't spoil it.
That doesn't matter. You're going to watch the other half and you don't even know yet. Just,
I
dude,
don't
just,
know.
I could just fucking say whatever
Morty
I want,
be
don't
okay. I love Morty.
Well,
Morty's
about to find out.
Yeah, you're right. Morty's the best. So, Morty is a drunk.
Do you like Rick more than Rick?
Fuck you.
The disdain you had with that.
I knew you were going to do it. I'm fucking pissed. So, Morty's too drunk to drive the thing. And so, Cody...
It's a hearse, right?
It's a hearse.
Yeah.
And so, Cody has to do it. Even though, one, he doesn't have a license. And two, he's got a fucking hot day with Bridget. So, Bridget is along with the ride... and she's like so obviously upset that mm-hmm. like, you know, he's like ruined the date basically. And Bridget like goes with Cody on this, like on the tour. She's very unhappy. She keeps like giving him like false cards. Cause like, you know, they drive to a place. She gives him a card. He reads off the card to like tell people about the history of where they're at. But she keeps giving him the wrong cards cause she's very upset. And then we see a homeless guy, in the middle of Hollywood. Can you even believe
that's
it?
Crazy.
An unhoused guy in the middle of Hollywood. Here's the craziest thing though. They drive by Houdini's house.
Okay.
Apparently Harry Houdini has a house in LA.
Yeah.
And Harry Houdini apparently did a show in Ireland and the Irish government gave him a tree from Ireland. And inside
is this
that
true?
According to this movie.
Okay.
And inside the tree is where the leprechaun lives.
What?
So that's how the leprechaun is in America. The leprechaun was in a tree.
So this makes it sound like it's a different leprechaun.
It sounds like it is, right?
Right.
It has to be different because
maybe.
This leprechaun is in a tree that was given to Harry Houdini.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is different from the other guy who just came over because...
So it's probably a different leprechaun, right?
It's got to be a different leprechaun, right? Like these
they
are
just all look
ones.
The same.
Yeah. They all kind of have the same vibe.
Yeah.
That's why this one's more...
Evil.
Evil.
Yes. Yeah. So this leprechaun pops out of a tree and he sees the unhoused guy and the unhoused guy has like a gold tooth.
Uh-huh.
So you know what that fucking leprechaun wants to do.
Oh, shit. And so he doesn't want just his gold. He wants any gold.
He wants any gold. He's going for any kind of gold that he can see, right? And at first I'm like, oh, he's going to fucking kill this unhoused guy.
I agree, dude.
But he just pulls his tooth out, and then he like takes some like whiskey, and he like pours it in the guy's mouth, washes it out. And I'm like, you know what? This leprechaun's pretty nice.
Oh, yeah.
This all leprechaun's right. a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's helping out the, you know, he doesn't kill the dude. He definitely rips his tooth out. But it's like, he's a leprechaun. He wants gold.
Yeah.
You know, he can't resist.
He just
the gold.
Stole from a guy. Mike's like, this guy's pretty cool.
He's like, hey, he doesn't kill him.
Yeah.
He didn't kill a guy.
It's true.
You know, he was fucking ready to rip Ozzy open, you know, at the drop of a hat.
That's true.
You know, so it's like, and he washed out the guy's mouth. So I'm like, he is a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
You know, and then later on, he sees like this big shot, like billionaire dude with a gold ring.
Mm-hmm.
He just fucking rips this fucking finger off and takes the ring. And I'm like, yeah, fuck that guy. That guy sucks. So I'm like, yeah, Leprechaun's a pretty cool dude. I'm like, yeah, I'm not, you know, not the worst guy. So we get to learn a little bit about him. Then we see Bridget with Cody. They go to the racetrack, the go-kart place, and we meet Ian. Now, you don't know Ian.
No, I don't know Ian.
Ian runs the go-kart place.
Okay.
And Bridget shows up, and is like, oh, Cody, he just works so hard all the time. And Ian's like, well, I can always take a break from working at the racetrack and, you know, we can hang out together. And he makes a big show of it, trying to show off that, like, he doesn't have to worry as much as Cody does about money and working, basically. Uh-huh. All to Cody's face. Cody's getting fucking cucked by Ian so hard right now.
It is interesting that both these movies have, obviously, it fits the theme, but there's a lot of talk about, like, money and place and power.
I mean, that makes sense, right?
Right, it makes sense. Yeah. It's, like, obvious in hindsight, but, like, there's a lot of talk about, like, who the having money and having to work for it, et cetera, and how that changes
things. That's a big part of Cody's life, basically. Yeah. It's like you learn that like his parents died when he was really young. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing too. Oh yeah, I forgot to say he got arrested.
Oh,
he was. Oh shit, that hasn't happened yet. Ah, ignore me.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he's there at the racetrack, and he really wants to go on the stay with Bridget, but obviously he can't because he has this job he has to do, and so Ian ends up stealing Bridget away from Cody.
Mm-hmm.
So then. Cody is like, he's so pissed. And he gets in the car again. He's driving the tour still.
Mm-hmm.
He just stopped there for like a bathroom break,
mm-hmm.
but everyone's still in the car. And then he's like, he runs red lights because he's so angry. The cops end up pulling him over.
Yeah.
And he gets in trouble for like, he doesn't have a license and he ran red and nobody in the car is wearing seatbelts.
I don't think that was illegal back then.
Huh?
That wasn't illegal back then.
They mention it.
Oh, they're probably just saying stuff.
Yeah. Although I will say, yeah, the cops, like, it doesn't really fucking matter. Like, you know, like, we just scared him. Like, he didn't really hurt anybody. Yeah. You know, like, we just kept him in there and scared him. He's never going to do that again. And Morty's there to pick up Cody. And Morty's like, you know, he doesn't have a father and he doesn't have a mother anymore. And I take care of him, you know, but I love him so much. And I'm like, oh, man, Morty's got a fucking heart of gold. Love Morty. Fuck Rick.
I didn't even bring up Rick.
I know. I could hear it. What happened next?
Who's Rick?
I'll bet the fucking leprechaun likes Rick and Morty. Are you a big fan of Rick and Morty?
I've never known this Rick or this Morty. But I do know. I look like a pickle. Fuck out of here.
He does look like a pickle.
He was better back in the 90s.
Just Morty releases him from custody. His parents died 3 years ago. Cody sulks. He's listening to music real loud. And he's watching old movies. And I'm like, man, I really relate to Cody right now.
I like Cody. I thought he was cool. Character.
Cody's cool. I like Cody a lot.
I got my haircut after him. Yeah.
You do have kind of like a Cody haircut. It's a better haircut, though, I'll say.
Yeah, thank you.
And then Morty, there's this funny thing where Morty's standing at the door and like somebody's knocking at the door and then he opens it up. He's like, it's a pizza man. And he's like, 31 minutes late. I get it for free. And he takes the pizza away and he slams the door on the pizza guy and he drops the pizza on the table. He's like, nothing better than free pizza. If only I can get free beer. Wah, wah, wah. He's so great.
He's so goofy.
I love this fucking guy. So full energy. I don't know how this old, like how old the guy playing him is.
He plays so young.
It's amazing. Yeah. I love this guy. Love this guy. So... right. So then he starts playing three card Monty with Cody, like showing him like, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm like, this is going to play later. I know it. I know three card Monty is going to come into play later. I think there's going to be a situation where they have some gold and they're going to have to trick the leprechaun. The leprechaun's going to be looking for the gold and then they're going to, fake him out. I can see it. This is why I brought it up.
I'm not saying anything.
And then Cody's like, I'm going to go win Bridget back. So he leaves. Then we cut to Ian and Bridget. Now, Ian's being a real creep because Bridget's like, oh, thanks for taking me on showing me a good time tonight. Mm-hmm. And Ian's like, yeah, I want to show you more of a good time. You invite me up. And she's like, no, I'm with Cody. I just wanted to make him a little angry. But, you know, thanks for, you know, still hanging out. And Ian's like, come on, you tease.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's being a real creep.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, and then fucking Bridget, like, I think, like, punches him in the balls or some shit and then runs off. Yeah, punches him in the stomach and then runs into her house. And Ian's like, you fucking tease. I fucking hate you, whatever. Uh-huh. Then he, like, walks off. But then he hears Bridget, and he looks over, and he sees Bridget in the garage, and she's, like, undressing and talking to him. And he's like, Bridget? And he, like, walks into the garage, and the camera sort of like pans over when you see the leprechaun has been doing this.
Uh-huh.
Now the leprechaun has seen Bridget and knows that's his wife,
uh-huh.
you know, because they look so similar.
Yeah, of course. Know?
He's been following the lineage
in that tree somehow.
And so, he's like, don't you dare be touching me, wife, you know, mm-hmm. like this guy's, you know, doing the shit. So he's making it look like Bridget is like undressing in the garage.
Does he like take her form?
Huh?
What does he do? How does he make it look like he
he's doing a weird incantation where he's not Bridget. Uh-huh. That'd be very funny if he was like, oh, look at my titties. no, he's making a lawnmower look like Bridget. Okay. And so the boobs are really the lawnmower blades under the lawnmower.
So he grabs the boobs?
He goes to like motorboat her and then he turns the lawnmower on, ripping his face apart.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Murdering him in the garage. So yeah. Again, I'm like, this Leprechaun's a pretty cool guy, you know?
Uh-oh.
He's not a bad dude.
So far, pretty good. My half, I think. So I'm a little worried what's going to happen.
So far, pretty good. So then it's so funny. So this guy dies. Nobody hears this man get fucking like just
eviscerated by a lawnmower.
Yeah, exactly. Then Cody arrives.
This is what I thought Lawnmower Man was going to be about.
I know, right?
Anyway.
This is actually kind of funny. How does Cody not see the massive amounts of blood that must have existed the bottom floor of this house? I don't know. Cody arrives with flowers to make up to Bridget. Of course, Bridget is like, you know, she was just upset, but like clearly they're still in love with each other. So
she
invites him in. They're being cute and they have this whole cute scene on the couch. In the background, you see the leprechaun like crawling through the window like a little creep. And Bridget like has the flowers and she starts sneezing. And he's like, oh, is the flowers like making you allergic?
Uh-oh.
And she's like, no, it couldn't be the flowers. You know, it's not what it is. And it's not. It's the leprechaun making her sneeze.
Uh-huh.
And then she sneezes a second time and he says, Gesundheit. And she's like, oh, it's, you know, it's, a, and, she, and he's like, do you want to put those like outside maybe? And she's like, no, it's fine. It's okay. And then she sneezes a third time and he says, God bless. And then all of a sudden the like phone cord comes out and starts like suffocating Cody. And that's when it's revealed the leprechaun.
Oh,
and
I'm like, my God.
Imagine being Bridget in this moment where it's just like you went on a date with a guy. He was a fucking creep.
Yeah.
You went upstairs. Your boyfriend showed up showing you like nice flowers. That's really sweet. And then all of a sudden a fucking leprechaun pops in accusing you of being his bride, strangling your boyfriend with a fucking phone cord.
Oh,
what a thing to have to just like take in, you know, as reality. Like, this is where I'm at now, you know. So so that happens. Leprechaun puts a collar and a lock on Bridget's neck. Yes. And takes her back to his magic tree, which is bigger on the inside than
boy,
on the outside.
Boy, let me tell you, that magic tree set dressing. Boy.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I did not know you could make a cave simultaneously look like a cave, but also look like
wooden?
Lights coming through it. It's very weird.
Where's the lighting coming from?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's so big.
It feels like a weird... It's so weird.
Feels like Troll in Central Park kind of shit, you know? Like, it's very strange. And yeah, I'm like, no... Like, you're right. It must be a different leprechaun than the first one. So here's the point in the movie where I'm like, up until now, I'm like, this leprechaun's having a good time. You know, kind of reminds me of the first movie a lot.
Mm-hmm.
This is where leprechaun... I mean, obviously, the slave labor is one thing that's obviously bad,
but
right?
Like, yeah.
But now it's not fun. This part was not fun to watch at all. Hated this part. So he's there, and he's like, well, we're going to have to fuck. You know, we're going to have to, like,
pretty forward.
Have babies. Uh-huh. And she's like, I don't want to do that. And she's like, oh, he's like, oh, I'll make you some whiskey. So he, like, starts pouring some whiskey. She takes a rock and just smashes him over the head with it and goes and tries to run away. But he pops out in front of her because, of course, he knows the tree better than she does. Mm-hmm. She also sees, like, bones all over the tree. And it's apparently his or her, like, ancestors in there.
So he's been killing him a lot? That's
he's been weird. Killing him, apparently. And it might have been, like, her, like. It might have been like, what's his name? William from the ballerina in the movie, basically.
Sure. Okay.
And he like wraps a blanket around her and then like lays her down on a table and starts just being a real fucking awful creep to her, like ripping her shirt open and like dumping like gold all over her body. Mm-hmm. And like, man, I don't know. It wasn't fun to watch. And it really didn't feel like it was fun for anybody on set. Like, I don't think Warwick Davis was having a good time.
I feel like this seems like just so odd for this movie. It doesn't feel like a fit. Like, I did not expect, when you mentioned that this scene was in this movie, I was like, really? This movie?
Yeah.
Why?
And it's like, I'm like, you can just make him like a weirdo who wants like a bride. But then he's also talking about he needs to like disfigure her to make her look like a leprechaun. And he's going to do all this awful shit to her body. And like, it's all about her body and all about the shit he's doing to her. And it made me feel uncomfortable. It made my wife feel uncomfortable. We were watching it together. And honestly, it's like, because I was telling her, it's like you took like a fun villain, like a Snidely Whiplash guy who's just like having fun, causing mischief, mm-hmm. and then it's like, oh yeah, and also he's like a fucking like Holocaust denying racist, and it's like, yeah. why are you bringing in a real thing into this? Like, yeah. just make him like a weirdo creep. Like, it's fun to watch like Chucky, you know, because Chucky's just like a gross, weird little doll
that will never exist in real
life.
That
will never exist. Like, this kind of shit does exist, and it's not fun to watch.
Yeah.
It's not fun to watch this at all. It's so awful and off-putting. Yeah, and so he's like saying all this really gross shit.
It was a different time. You keep saying that, but
it doesn't make it okay.
It doesn't make it good.
I'm not proud of it,
but you know, I'm just. I don't want you to look too harshly on the rest of these movies with just this one scene.
Hey, we'll see if we watch most of these more. All of these
right,
movies
I'm just trying to put my part in, and you know, that's all right, right, all right.
So he's about to like do some awful shit to her, and then he realizes there's still one piece of gold missing, and Cody has it.
So when did he get that? How did he get that?
So I didn't really go into it, but when she gets, so in order to get the collar on her, he needs, the leprechaun pulls out his pot of gold. In order to distract him, she pushes the pot of gold over, and all the gold lands on the ground. And Cody grabs one piece and steals it away, basically. Okay. So then, so Cody has it, and he's like, you better start looking pretty while I go out looking for gold. And he like drops some like dress for her, and she's like, I wanna look pretty for you. And he runs off, and really, she's just trying to escape, obviously. Yeah. And that's the end of my half of the movie, is leprechaun's going to look for gold, and she is looking for
a way out. Got it. Okay.
He
says, you'll try to escape, but it's hopeless. Let's see. The fool.
So, yeah, that's like the last thing I see.
And
yeah.
he says, for my gold shilling, the fool that holds it is due for a killing. And he runs off. And then, how much, I feel like, so, I didn't mention this in the last episode, but he wasn't really rhyming that much.
He didn't rhyme very much. He rhymed once in a while.
Either. Yeah, it was like every so often he would have a hit.
That's right. You were mentioning this at the very beginning. He doesn't really rhyme that much in this movie either.
No, he doesn't.
Too much.
So Bridget's going in different rooms, and she gets upset each time she goes into one. Let's see. Cody is dead. No, not Cody.
Cody's dead?
No, the other guy's dead. And they're telling
Ian's
Cody.
Dead.
Ian's dead.
Yeah.
Bought a bunch of roses. Let's see. Leprechaun steals a card. Not really sure what's going on. This is very confusing at the beginning.
I was gonna say
it doesn't really matter that much, I don't think.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So the young dude, Cody, goes to an old guy, which is Marty. And the old guy is like shaking his head. He's like trying to get the cops off of Cody, because I guess the cops want him for,
why?
Because they think he murdered
Ian, because they were in the same house together.
Exactly. So they think he murdered him.
Yeah.
So the cops are everywhere looking for him. So they kind of have to stay hidden. But Cody's like, a leprechaun did it. He killed him. He's like, okay, fucking Morty's like, come on, dude, really? He's like, look, it's a gold coin I stole from him. And he's like, wow, it's a cool old coin. But like, come on, man. Are you doing drugs, Cody? You tell me, right? You tell me if we're doing drugs. He's like, listen, you told me that they could turn invisible, and he could only be harmed by wrought iron, which is
What?
Yeah, new lore just dropped.
So wrought
iron.
Oh yeah, there was one moment where Cody was trying to like fight the leprechaun off using like a fire poker, and it hurt him.
Okay.
And I was just like, oh, that's weird. Maybe it's just really hot.
That's fair.
Right next to the fireplace.
But I guess it was wrought iron, but I guess, you know, Morty's like, I just said that shit to Sucker and Taurus. I don't think the leprechauns are actually real.
Mm.
But yeah, he says like, but you said on the 1000th day, like the leprechaun came to like lay claim to a lass and she was never seen again.
Mm.
And he's like, that must be what's happening to Bridget. And it's like, really? You know all that? Says Morty? But all right, we'll go with it.
Yeah, that's the story of the movie, basically.
He's basically just like, I don't know what you saw, but leprechauns don't exist. And then, like, Maury just smacks him. He's like, come on, dude, get it together.
Mm-hmm.
But then, no, excuse me, Maury did not smack him. The leprechaun appears and smacks him.
the leprechaun just shows up.
And smacks Maury and is like, I do exist. And then he's like, give me my coin back. And he's like, no, we're not going to give you your coin. He's actually... Morty is about to, not Morty.
Cody?
Cody. They both have the same E's.
Yeah.
Cody is going to give the
leprechaun
coin back,
the
but
gold.
Morty slaps out and is like, no, don't ever do that.
Why?
And because you can never trust leprechaun. That's what he said. If they're real, trust them, is what he says.
Uh-huh.
So then they escape through the outside, and the leprechaun gets stuck behind these iron bars, and he tries to grab him. He's like, ah, my hands! And he doesn't like them. So they go to a bar, and it's St. Patrick's Day, as you mentioned.
That's right.
So everyone's partying hard.
Right.
And, you know, they're like, okay, we're going to stay in this bar bathroom. Me, I'm Morty, I'm going to go get a drink. Cody, you stay here, and we'll think of something, and we'll come back. It's like, okay. So Cody's like, all right. They starts going to the bathroom, and he sees 2 feet come in.
Two tiny little feet.
And gold buckled shoes come in, and you just see the bottom of them, and you're like, oh, shit.
It's probably just like a guy.
And, well, they're little tiny feet.
Oh.
And so Cody's looking around. And he's like, oh, shit, I got to get out of here. So he tries to get out, and motherfucking Tony Cox appears in a leprechaun outfit.
Tony Cox!
Appears and says,
from Bad Santa.
Hey, man, want me gold?
Yes!
Yeah, he's in it.
I love Tony Cox.
And he's just like, yeah, man. And he is acting so weird in this movie, though, because, like, he's, like, hey, it's real gold, dude. It's real milk chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So the kid grabs, like, a couple and eats one. And he just kind of, like, smiles weirdly at the kid and kind of walks off. I'm like, is he possessed? Like, what's going on?
Is he possessed?
It's very weird. But then
I don't think he knew what his character was.
But then he's
was.
Like, all right, I'm going to go try to take a leak. And this urinal is so much taller than him.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they
yeah.
just, it's like, well, that's that. And they cut. And I'm like, how's that going to play out?
Oh, man.
This bar is not
set
up for
this. See, I feel
like
this movie's made a big change in as far as, like, how women characters are treated, as well as, like, if he was in, like, you know how in, like, last movie is like, oh, come on, like, don't be mean to the bigger guy, you know?
I don't think a movie's, like, specifically mean to him. It's just kind of like this bar.
I think the urinal thing was a joke, right?
I don't even think it really. It's weird because I don't even think
not?
That they don't even, like, really pretend that it, like, he can't do it. He doesn't go like, oh, man. He just is like, nope, I'm going to do this now.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, they really just didn't have a spot
an
for these guys to
go.
To go.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they clearly hired him. So it's like, what's going on?
He rocks. I like him.
Yeah, he's cool. But he also has a gold tooth, and that
made
Cody remember something. I guess.
Oh, the homeless man.
You remember that apparently this guy came out of a tree around there. So maybe that's where
Bridget is
kept. And he tells Morty this. Mm-hmm. And he goes up to Morty at the bar. He's like, look, all this stuff's going on.
He's remember like, the gee, cops? I don't know about that, Cody.
And, no. And so I know exactly where to go. Let's go get Bridget. And Morty's like listening, but staring. And he's like, we can't. He's already here. And there's the leprechaun sitting at the end of the bar with a whole bunch of people just sitting there. Because the entire bar, I guess, hired a bunch of little people are hanging out, all dressed as leprechauns,
right.
hanging out. So he blends in, kind of, even though he's got a fuckload of makeup on.
Yeah.
And they're like,
hey,
well,
man, it's LA, man.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Everyone except everyone, I guess. And he's like, maybe we should go now. And he turns, and the leprechaun teleports next to them.
Oh, no.
And is like, did I ever tell you that I want to be gold? Which I thought was a fucking great
line. I thought
he
was going to be like, do you ever tell you how I got these scars?
No. It's just like another reminder, like, come on, man. Come on.
Give me my gold.
And he's like, give me back Bridget and you can have your gold. And he's like, nope. You know.
No deal.
I'm married to her. And I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah. You don't know.
What's happening?
Yeah.
And then Morty's like, don't worry. I'll handle this. You know, they say that, you know, your little guys can't hold liquor.
Oh, no.
And he's like, it's like, you know, I've heard that's just kind of like, you know, a myth or whatever. But, you know, I don't want to. Do you want to prove it or anything? And he's like, I can handle me liquor. Oh. And they order him a shot and he drinks it.
Oh,
and Morty drinks one.
So stupid.
It's so dumb. I love it.
Oh, my God.
And Morty grabs a drink and he's like, all right, I'll drink it too. And he's like, see, I can hold me liquor. He's like, bartender, give us a bottle.
Drink what you want. Drink what you're able. If you're drinking with me, you'll be under the table.
And he gets a bottle and he says, all right, let's drink. And so they're both drinking. And in fact, all the little people, Tony Cox, like, he's one of us. Let's cheer for him. Let's go, one of us.
Oh,
and the
God.
Leprechaun's like, yeah. So they start taking shots. And eventually, you know.
Oh, my God. Who wrote this?
I don't know. Anyway, Bridget's running around trying to collect rocks, trying to get out of the hellhole. But she keeps leaving a trail to, like, see where she's going. Because she keeps going
to,
like,
place. So she's getting lost. Yeah, exactly.
And the rocks just disappear. But then she bumps into, like, a chest and opens and, like, finds this, like, Celtic chest of all his treasures and
stuff. Oh, my gosh. Is it the gold?
I don't know. What to find out. Oh, anyway, the leprechaun. We cut back to leprechaun, who's now blasted. And Morty's like, I got you, man. I got you. And leprechaun's like, I'm going to fucking kill you. But... hold on. And he, like, starts levitating like an ashtray trying to hit Morty, but he can't because he's too drunk. He's like, I got you. Morty's like, I bested you. You're going to have to
Now you have to eat the biscuits.
No. Says, you're going to have to do what we ask. And he's like, no, I don't. And he just grabs a bottle and smashes him over the head and runs away. And he's like, and Cody's like, what the hell? He's like, ah, I'm fine. I'm fine, Morty says. And Cody says, well, he's weak to raw iron, right? And
raw iron.
Morty's like, yeah. And he's like, okay, I have an idea. Just meet me out here. Let's go chase him down. Because he already escaped.
Right.
So they go to, I guess like this, I think they go to like the go-kart track, I think.
That makes sense.
Does it?
That is a, yeah, that's where they were on the date. Okay. Ian used to work there.
I guess that's true. Okay. Anyway, so inside that box was a bunch of like gold things, like all of his gold stuff, and a bunch of old liquor bottles and like pipes, and including an awl, a gold owl. Do you know what an owl? An owl is? Do you know what an owl? I had to look it up because I've seen these things before. You've seen them. They're basically like, you know, the screwdrivers that don't have like a bit at the end. They're just like pointy. A-W-L.
A-W-L? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to Google it.
Go Google it, because it took me a long time to figure out what it was. Because I've seen those. You'll see it and go, oh, I've seen those.
Oh, I've seen those.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, they almost look like wands, but they're really like...
Look like wands?
Yeah, you can use them as wands.
What the fuck? That's like a screwdriver handle.
It is a screwdriver handle, but then it ends like a wand.
A very pointy wand.
Yeah, I can see okay. Harry Potter going, you know, walking around with these. Yeah. And, you know,
okay, sure. Yeah, fine.
Going, you know, Harry Potter walking around, going around walking with these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harry Potter, Harry Potter walking around.
Yeah, Harry Potter walking around, walking with these.
Walking around with these.
I can see Harry Potter doing that.
Wand. Yeah.
Exactly.
So Leprechaun's at a cafe because he wants to sober up because he's so drunk. And the barista's like, I want to close this up. But the barista is awful. It's a cafe.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were still at the bar.
No. I said he went to a cafe to sober up.
I see. Got it.
Stick with it.
Okay. I'm along for the ride.
It's okay.
Okay.
And so
is it a Starbucks?
No, it's like some weird. It looks like the room set. Like it's pretty bad.
You're my favorite customer.
Yeah, it's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, you're just from LA or whatever. You're just trying to audition. You think you're special because you're little. You're trying to be like one of Snow White's seven dwarves." He's like, ooh. "I'm not a dwarf. I'm a leprechaun." He's like, "I don't care what you are. Just pay up." And he's like, "Oh, you want me gold?" Mm-hmm. He's like, "Gold card, MasterCard, Visa," which made me remember that gold card used to exist,
I forgot
completely.
Yeah.
He says, "Whatever. I prefer cash, but I think you might come up a little short." Boom. Gotcha.
Oh, leprechaun's snap.
And he's like, "Oh, you're just so funny. You're just these you know, people just come in here and just ask one to man things and stuff."
Fucking insult comic.
He's like,
comic.
"Oh, you kill me." And Leprechaun's like, "Oh, that's a good idea." And so while he's standing in front of like, I guess like, I don't know, an espresso machine or something. I don't know, fucking coffee machine.
Probably an espresso
machine. He stabs both of his hands into the crown or into the counter.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, "Looks like it's a little steamy in here." And he turns on the steam and just fries his face with steam and kills the guy.
Pretty good kill.
It's pretty good, honestly. Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
But then he says, "Hi-ho, hi-ho." Like a little, like a dwarf, you know?
He's leaning into one of the seven dwarfs.
He's leaning into it. He's like, "Fuck this guy." So Morty and Cody go to the go-kart place, open it up, and there's a wrought iron safe inside.
Oh, okay.
So they open it up. I think they use whatever Ian's card is or whatever to get it open.
Probably, yeah.
And they don't, Morty, of course, wants to steal the money out of it. He doesn't. Cody's like, "Don't do that. We just need the safe.
Come on."
But then Morty's like, "Okay, well, this thing's heavy. We're gonna get in the back of the car and try to trap him. Why don't you try to look something up that we can try to like heave this into the car because it's so heavy."
Right.
And Morty's gonna go find, get the car, bring it around back. So Morty goes to do that, but then a security officer comes and handcuffs him and is like, "I fucking found you guys. I knew it.
They're on you, man.
So I'm gonna cuff you up to this car." He tries to find Cody, but Cody hides in the ceiling where the leprechaun finds him. That doesn't matter as much. He gets away.
Mm-hmm.
But then the cop comes back, gets him out of the cuffs, and then Morty just knocks the cop out. And then
I like how much the series seems to hate cops.
I know. A lot of cop violence in this. And then Morty gets attacked by the leprechaun. But then I think he's fine.
Uh-huh. He's not dead yet.
He's about ready to get killed, but then Cody's like, "You want my gold, right?"
Mm-hmm.
Morty's like, "Don't do it. Come on in." And so the office has two doors I didn't really notice. So there's like a doggy door because there was a dog they had to get through. I didn't mention this. But
Right. There is a dog at the go-kart track.
So they feed him a bit of jerky and he's happy.
Right, right, right.
But there's a dog door. So what happens is like, come get the gold. No. And so the
leprechaun walks through the dog door.
The leprechaun runs through the dog door into the safe.
Oh, and it's wrought iron.
It's wrought iron. So they capture him in there. Oh, snap. He's good. He can't get out. It's really funny because they have a shot of him touching. I'm like, he should just die instantly.
He's surrounded by
Every time he touches it, he's just like zap, zap. He's like, ah, ah, ah. So he doesn't just die. He just kind of just stuck
in there. That's surprising. Yeah. How's he going to get out of this one?
Because you know the movie's not over yet.
No, no, no. We're at least at the end of Act Two.
So he's like, okay, well, we need to get. We need to get Bridget. We got to figure out how to do it, Morty says, but we still need a ramp. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, I got found some ramp stuff in this office over here. So
Ramp.
Like a ramp to get it into the hearse.
Got it.
Which I don't really understand why they need to do that.
That's why I'm asking you about the ramp. Yeah.
They want to do
it. They need a ramp. Okay, got it.
So Cody goes into the office and Morty locks him in there. He says,
why?
Because Morty goes over to the leprechaun and says, all right, I know how this works. You got to give me 3 wishes.
God damn it, Morty.
I know.
No, I loved you.
He's like, oh, man. I could wish for $1 million, but what I want, because fuck you, I want your crummy pot of gold. My first wish is for your gold. And Leprechaun's like, all right, here it is. He looks around. He's like, where is it? Oh, it's coming. What do you mean? And then you just start hearing the sound, and Morty's figured out where... Where's your guess of where the gold's coming from? Where do you think it's going to come from?
What
do you think?
From the dog door. It's going to come from the dog door. Yeah.
Okay. No.
Obviously not.
His belly starts to get bigger and bigger. He has this huge belly now, like a big bag of gold in his stomach. It keeps getting bigger and bigger. And it hurts so much. He's like, oh, get it out of me. Get it out of me. He's like, oh, I can wish it away for you. I can get that out of there. No, and he's like, no, I need to do it. He's like, but first you got to wish me out of here.
No.
He's like, oh, fine. I wish you out of the door.
No, Morty, you fucking idiot.
So he opens the door. He's like, and what's your final wish? Do you want me to get it out of you? Is that your final wish? He's like, yes. And of course, Leprechaun's like,
poor choice of words.
But yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And then starts cutting him open, rips out of his belly, and starts taking the gold out. So, of course, Cody comes out and really has a big moment where he screams out, like, no, Morty!
Yeah, it's his only, family
he's
left.
He's got his big flabby belly out, because it's all, stretched and shit. The weird prop they use for his belly is...
Yeah, I feel really like that's probably the lowest point of this actor's career.
He has a weird belly full of gold.
Yeah, that a leprechaun ripped open.
Anyway, Cody's going to try to get the leprechaun, but the security guard catches him and says, how many more people did you kill tonight? I'm going to rest you, Cody. And then there's a lady who goes, oh, this guy, he's going to kill me. But it's not the lady. It's a leprechaun.
Oh, no.
He's trying to catch the cop. And he tricks the cop.
Right.
And so the cop goes out into the go-kart field, which I did not know this was a go-kart field.
Right.
And the leprechaun has his own custom ride.
Well, green and
it's
shit?
It's green. It has spikes all over it.
Nice, nice.
He rolls.
Sounds like the same from the first
movie.
That's
what I'm wondering if it's the one from the first movie.
Sounds similar.
It looks amazing. It looks like a Mario Kart, car. He drives.
Imagine the leprechaun in Mario Kart.
That'd be so good. He drives him over and runs over the cop, and I'm pretty sure he kills him.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
But then he tries to run over Cody, and Cody's like, I can't go anywhere. So he gets hit, but it goes right through him.
What? How? Why? What?
Because while he has the coin, he can't kill him.
What?
Because he has the coin, which doesn't quite make
sense. From Ozzy in the first movie.
Yeah.
Because Ozzy had the coin in his stomach, and, I mean, he didn't kill Ozzy, but he hurt him a lot, so.
Yeah, but he went right through him.
Yeah.
Weird. I'm like, the movie logic's not really making sense, but.
Already the rules are starting to fall apart. This is something we did with Hellraiser 2. We kept track of the rules of the box and all that stuff.
Yeah,
it's starting to fall apart.
This is starting to fall apart. Yeah. I don't quite get it, but whatever. So he goes away and he's like, oh, and he disappears. Bridget's, so he goes back to meet Bridget and he's like, oh, it's our wedding night. He's like, I waited 1,000 years and she's starting to all seduce him.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, I do like that. And then he gets the owl and tries to stab the leprechaun in the back of the head, but it's gold. So obviously he loves gold, so it just breaks right away.
Right.
He's like, oh, that's my grandfather gave me that. How dare you? You got rid of my owl.
Hoo.
Oh, hoo, hoo. But just breaks. He's all pissed. But then Cody goes and finds her in the tree, and he makes it inside in this weird cave tree thing.
Yeah, looks kind of like a labyrinth.
It almost does look like a labyrinth. Yeah. He got some weird bugs on him. Spreads those off. Yeah. He finds a skeleton that's hidden, and he's like, "Oh, what a!" He
says, "It's William."
He says, "What a cliche!" And then the skeleton grabs him, and then the skeleton starts animating.
That's awesome!
And it starts being a puppet, basically. Suddenly, he has puppeteering powers, and there's this long fight with him and this fucking skeleton.
I love a dancing.
I knew you'd like this.
Skeleton.
I knew you'd love this part.
I love it.
Eventually,
skeleton.
Of course, Cody prevails, beats it up, and Bridge is still trying to escape. Cody falls into a bunch of brambles. They're not real, though, and he realizes it's fake because obviously the leprechaun can't kill him yet. Mm-hmm. He finally finds Bridget, and this is my favorite moment in the whole movie because I'm going to try to describe it, but there's no way you could expect this because it's so goofy.
Okay.
He walks in, and Bridget's there, laying there, and is like, "Oh, thank you." And then there's this very obvious egg in the corner, like stone egg, and he just pops out of it and goes, "Surprise, it's me!" And it's just like, what is that? Obviously, you're there. Like,
what was the egg doing there?
This whole thing about, like, "I'm going to hide." It's like, obviously, you're in this room. I don't know why you decided to hide this weird egg.
It's like he was hiding behind a sign that said the leprechaun is behind this.
It's basically
this.
Yeah. It's not like a colored egg, but still, it's like, come on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. It's so funny. So then Bridget, like, finally gets the lock off of her and knocks the hat off of the...
How does she get it off?
She uses gold to kind of, like, pick the back of it.
Oh, okay.
And finally gets it out. So then, basically, they try to escape again. Even Cody's like, "We can get out of here." And Bridget's like, "I've tried this, but whatever. We'll try it again." Mm-hmm. Of course, they can't get anywhere.
Right.
In fact, they keep running around enough where Bridget gets lost in the process. And she's like... But he finds her again. So, and she's like, "Look, obviously he wants the coin. Just give him the coin and it'll be fine."
Right.
You know, he doesn't...
We can
just escape if he gets the coin.
Yeah.
And just get me out of here, please. He's like, "All right, fine. We'll do it." She says, "Yeah, give me the coin. Mm-hmm. I love you." And then kisses him.
Oh, my gosh.
And
hopefully the leprechaun didn't see that.
Well, hopefully not.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay. So he gives her the coin.
Mm-hmm.
And then she starts walking away, and then she goes,
"Yeah, it's been the leprechaun this whole fucking time." Yeah.
And the screen goes really low res for some reason, and then he transforms into she transforms into a leprechaun.
Yeah.
And then Cody gets stabbed. Wait, yeah, gets stabbed by the wrought iron.
Mm-hmm.
And then, wait, hold on.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Hold on. I gotta reread my notes.
Okay. Then the leprechaun dances.
Oh, yeah, so he gets hurt. And then Bridget's like, finally comes back and is like, "Oh my God, you killed Cody?" And she kind of seems
you
happy.
You bastard.
She kind of seems happy.
I will say this actor is not very good.
Yeah, she's not very good.
I feel bad, but yeah,
and
she's not a good actor. She's
like, "It's over. It's really over." And he's like, "Cry as you might, cry as you will." Well, wait.
You fucked it up again. Oh, you always
God.
Mess
I
up
know.
Me.
I'm sorry, Leprechaun. I'm
you
sorry.
You always mess it up me lucky vibes.
I know. I messed up your lines. Don't worry. I'm going to put in the actual...
oh, that's good.
I'm going to put in the actual
I see.
Line.
I've never listened to your podcast, so
well,
I wouldn't know what
you
do.
You wouldn't know, but that's okay.
Okay, that's
that.
Good to know.
Go back to China and Mike's shoes.
Oh, yeah,
I know
oh,
you're
oh,
almost done.
Oh, do.
He's so much more excited now. So much more excitable. Anyway.
He sounds a little different, actually.
A little different. A little deeper, but you know. Anyway, so he says,
"Cry as you may, cry as you might, it's gonna be one hell of a wedding night."
And now that I know what happened beforehand, I wrote that line down,
yeah.
Not remembering, not knowing what
not
happened
knowing
before.
How
I thought it was
yeah.
a funny rhyme.
No.
No, it's really fucked up.
Yeah, it's messed up. Not a fan of this aspect
of the
movie.
That part.
I want way more dancing skeletons and way less of this.
Yeah. Mixed bag. Yeah. So then Cody, let's see, Cody actually says, "Well, I'm not actually dead. What happened is that you don't have the power to hurt me either because I actually gave you the milk chocolate coin from earlier."
He's like, what? It's all set up.
Yep.
I like how the leprechaun couldn't tell the difference.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, he goes and stabs the leprechaun with the wrought iron. And it's great because he's just like, oh. And Bridget's like, "He's going to explode." I'm like, how the fuck do you know he's going to explode?
How would you know that?
So they all run away out of the place, and he explodes. Like, his body
she
goes
knew.
Everywhere, I guess.
She do.
I guess. And so they're outside the tree, and he goes, she goes, like, "How'd you know?" And he says, "Oh, well, he kisses differently than you do." She's like, oh yeah, which kiss did you like better? It's like, I'll decide later. And she's like, aw, you little stinker. And he has the coin still. And she's like, you know, keep it. He's like, no, not worth it. And he throws it back.
Right.
And then the movie ends with like the weirdest, like one shot of them walking down the stairs off the tree. And that's it. Mm. Like, it's the weirdest thing. It's hard to describe.
It's like they ran out of film.
They ran out of film or something. And yeah. And
these movies back in the day were, they always loved freezing on a freeze frame, you know?
Yeah. But it wasn't even a freeze frame. They didn't even freeze it. They were just like,
they just end?
It just ends.
They just cut?
Yep.
That's weird. That's
it's
not
very,
good.
Very strange.
Yeah.
So
that's Leprechaun 2.
That's Leprechaun 2.
It's a rough one.
That sucks because
I could feel the quality starting to
diminish.
That's
wild because I had so much more fun watching the second
one. Well, you watched
the
fun part.
I didn't have the context. Yeah.
You also didn't like the first half.
Yeah. I feel like these movies just have slow starts.
Yeah. Bad starts.
Bad slow starts.
Bad slow starts.
Now I want to go back, definitely listen to our Leprechaun in the Hood.
Up to no good.
Up to no good.
Yeah, I know. I want to see that one.
And see if that has any sort of like
a slow start.
Yeah.
I feel like that one was fun all the way through, but maybe I'm mistaken.
Maybe.
You know,
I mean,
like
that
rose tinted glasses.
Maybe they figured it out more by then. You know, that's the fifth episode.
I think
movie.
They knew like less of the weird leprechaun being a creeper shit and more leprechaun getting drunk
and doing weird shit
and like,
saying weird,
around.
Weird stuff.
That shit's
rhyming.
Fun. Wasn't leprechaun like a pimp in the one we saw? I
fucking remember. We got to watch it.
I don't. We got to see this.
All I got to know is that during the credits, they credited Tony Cox as African-American Leprechaun, which is like, that's kind of a sad title, but I guess he didn't have a name. I didn't really get into him too much.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. I did like your half more. I didn't enjoy a lot of my half.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
But I don't know. I thought it was, I don't know. I mean, do we watch more of these movies or should we wait till the very end to decide?
This is the very end, isn't it? What
I got to do the plugs.
Go ahead, plug it.
Okay.
Plug it with the kitty.
Kitty. Okay, kitty. I know.
I'm going to go get you a little rascal down
don't
there.
Don't eat my cat, Mr. Leprechaun.
I'm going to count it. Oh, he's grabbed her. Oh, he's just,
he did.
Just
he's running around with her.
Yeah.
Okay, well, before the leprechaun eats my cat, guys, if you want to listen to our previous Watch Do You Can't episodes.
Oh, yeah, get back.
You watch about any podcast you got for you there, please leave a 5-star rating and review. We'll be into the show no matter what it says, even if it includes dancing skeletons and rhyming. You can also listen. You can also reach out to us on email at what is it? Email dealerhoutpodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, on Threads, and on Discord. And
nothing that rhymes with
hard. That's it. That's the end of the things. So, are we going to watch Leprechaun 3 and Leprechaun 4?
I mean,
I kind of want to check it
out.
Yeah,
what's going on? I know you'd make the right choice.
Yeah, you're right, Mr. Leprechaun. You tricked us yet again.
I know. He really just is so charming at the very end.
I hear the fourth one. He goes to space.
It literally is called Leprechaun 4 in space.
Well,
I think so.
Time to check it out then.
All right.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Mr. Leprechaun.
Good night, everyone.